All right, this is the Newbie Bloggers Group. We're talking about creating and monetizing our blog post. So anyway, I want to chat just a little bit about what I do. I have the Kathy Bitter International Academy, and I have a ton of things on the Academy. It's all about passive income. And so when we talk about blogging and monetizing our blog, it's just another form of income. It's another stream of income that you can add to whatever else it is that you're doing. So for those of you that know me, I'm co-mods with Kyle in some real estate groups. So welcome, Kyle. He's my partner there in some real estate. And that is one of my forms of passive income. So what I've done is I've created a course on the six F's of real estate. It's how to find it. It's how to fund it, fix it, flip it, fill it. And finally, what is your freedom number? And so we have courses on the Academy on how to do that. And that is one of the ways, not only am I investing in the real estate, but I have a course on how to invest in real estate. And we have a mastermind that is monetized. And so that's kind of, I want to tie it all together for you today with blogging. And so that's one of the ways that we have passive income. I also have short-term rentals. I have a course on short-term rentals. I am the facilitator of the Ohio Writers Guild. So we have a course on writing from anywhere in the world, which then that kind of birthed this whole blogging group, because folks said, well, gee, I want to write, but I don't know that I'm really ready to actually write an entire book, but I do want to start writing some blog posts to start, you know, kind of, you know, getting ready to write. And so how can I monetize that? So that's kind of what birthed this course, was through the whole writing component. And then we have how to create masterminds and membership sites. There's courses on that. And then of course, how to create nonprofits and monetize that. So it's all about passive income. And so whenever you have a blog post, your blog post itself becomes a marketing piece, because folks will do business with you once they get to know, like, and trust you. And in order for them to get to know, like, and trust you, they need to hear your voice. They need to know more about you. They want to know how you think and how you believe and what you feel and what you make them feel. And so at some point, they become part of your tribe, because they get to know you and they do know, like, and trust you. And blogging is the perfect way for you to get your voice out there. However, if you're going to monetize your blog, you have to be able to send them somewhere where they're going to spend money. It's as simple as that. Until you make a sale, nothing happens. You're blogging, and it could be fun, and it could be, you know, something that you do for yourself, something that you do for your friends and your family. It could be something as simple as a travel blog. It could be something as simple as a foodie blog. It depends on what your interests are and what it is that you like to do. So you can blog about any topic. And what we do teach in this course is that you stay in your lane. And mine, of course, is all about passive income. So I can spread out a little bit as long as I can tie it back into passive income. So the first thing when you're blogging is that you have to think about, what is your passion? And what is it that you, what is your overarching message that you kind of want to share with the world? And again, a travel blog, it could be something as simple as you want to share all of the great places in the world with your tribe, with your readers. And so once you find out what that passion is and what it is that you want to share with the world, then you're ready to go start looking for a blog name. Because I don't know about you, but I always think too narrow, and I name something and then I go, oh, I wished I wouldn't have limited it to that, because now I want to talk about this over here and now it doesn't go with my name. And I'll give you a perfect example. I came through the salon industry and I opened a salon and I called it All About Nails, because I was a nail tech. Well, guess what? I wanted to hire a hairstylist, and she's going to work at All About Nails. So you see my predicament. So 2 years or three into my salon career, I had to rename my salon, because All About Nails wasn't going to say what I wanted to say to the community. It wasn't going to be my message because I thought too narrow at the time. I did nails. I had my girlfriends that did nails. We all went through nail school together. And so we were going to have a salon all about nails. And then when we realized that there, you know, 10 nail techs doing nails, and as soon as somebody came through the door that was a nail client, which girl was going to get this brand new client? See, we all were after the same client. So we said, well, why don't we bring in some hairstylist? And then when those clients come through the door, they're going to get their hair done, but then they're also going to get their nails done while they're there. And it would double our client base coming through the door. And then of course we added tanning. And so what happened is my lane was salons, but I thought too narrow at the beginning. And I use that example because as you're picking the name for your blog, you don't want to think too narrow at the beginning when you're getting ready to actually name your blog. So think about your passion first. Think about your overarching message that you want to bring out to the world. What lane is it that you want to be in? And then start searching for the name. So for me, and again, I'll use me as an example. When I started with the blogging, it could be a passive income blog. So it could be, you know, all about passive income could be a great blog name for me. But I knew that I love to travel. I love everything about health and wellness. And so I thought, how can I make it more of a lifestyle blog? And how can I name this blog so that I can blog about the benefits of having passive income, which could be traveling, it could be hiking, it could be biking, it could be boating, it could be all of these things. And how can I encompass all of that into my name? And so in January was where we really did a deep dive down into naming our blogs. And so I won't dwell a ton on it today because that's not our topic for today, but I just kind of want to give you that backstory. And so mine, I ended up calling it Freestyle Living, because if you're healthy enough and wealthy enough, you can have freestyle living. So my blog is Freestyle Living. So my overarching message to the world became a freestyle living life. That was my overarching message, is to have freestyle living. And so I named my tribe Freestyle Living. I named my blog Freestyle Living. I named my podcast Freestyle Living, because then I can talk about and write about everything that has to do with being healthy and wealthy and freestyle living. So you see the process there. So I just want to toss that out there. So as you're thinking about the name of your blog, that you don't get too narrow. Then in February, we spent the whole month of February talking about getting on the right platform. So now that you've decided you're going to blog, well, where are you going to blog? Now, a blog is simply an article. You just wrote an article. You know, you can attach a name to your article, a title, and a picture, and it's just an article. So when you think about where are you going to save this article, and that's the question about the platform. So the first thing that I did is I thought, well, I like to go into these blog posts because I'll back up and say this. Anytime you've ever Googled anything, and I'll use the term Google loosely, there's a lot of search engines out there, but anytime you've ever searched for anything on the internet and all of these great articles come up, you're basically reading blog posts. You're reading where folks have written blog posts. Now it might be a magazine article, but more than likely, it's a blog post because you can be published today. You don't have to wait for a magazine to publish your article. You can publish your article on a blog post. Now, it can be something as simple as putting it on Facebook. You could have a blog on Facebook. As a matter of fact, Facebook even has a button now that you can say this is a blog, and you can even mark it as a blog. So you can actually blog right on Facebook. But how many of you recently remember when Facebook went down, Facebook and Instagram and everything just like disappeared for a couple of days? Does everybody remember that? It wasn't that long ago that happened. That's why I strongly encourage you to write your blog post over in a Word document or something that you have. So wherever you post it, if for some reason that platform goes down, you don't lose all your work. So I will say that. But you can blog on Facebook. If you're comfortable and that's where you want to put it, then that's where you can put it. I went to Google and I searched for what are the top 5 blogging platforms. And again, when we get in last February, just a couple of months ago, we spent the whole month going through all the different platforms that are out there. And in the top 3 was one called HostGator, and I chose HostGator. And the reason I chose HostGator is because it was only $2.64 a month. And I was all about, when I launched my blog, I didn't want to spend a lot of money because I didn't know. I thought, well, wonder if I do this for a while and then it's too much and I don't keep up with it. And I didn't want to be committed to some, you know, big price that I had to, you know, pay this subscription fee for. So I went for price. And so anyway, I liked it and I'm still blogging on HostGator and it works fine and it's under my Freestyle Living. And so it's just a way for me to market. So then we talked about, well, how can you customize your blog post? So the whole month of March, we talked about customizing. And in customizing your blog post, the first thing is that you want to always have the same voice. What is the voice? And when I talk, if I have any writers in the group, how many writers do I have in the group? Yeah. When I talk to the writers in the group, you know what I'm talking about when I say voice, but I'm going to take it a step further. If you want a heart-centered blog, if you want a heart-centered business, and that's kind of what you want to embrace is heart-centered, where it's all about your readers, it's all about your tribe, it's all about lifting them up and helping them grow, then you want to weave that heart-centered voice into all of your blog posts and all of your podcasting and anything that you're doing. You want to weave that in there. So we talked about it being heart-centered and the things, the phrases we could use and the things. And sometimes it's just as easy to make it heart-centered is to put a little heart. Now that's kind of overdone these days. So you don't want to make it look too hokey, but just putting a little heart. Now, Kyle follows me on social media and he'll notice that I use a little heart often in my post, because that is my way of saying that I'm a heart-centered business, that I'm all about caring about my readers and my listeners and my students in my academy and everyone that's hearing my voice. It's all about them and helping them create passive income so that they can have a freestyle life. That's my goal. That's my vision. That's my passion. And so the second part of customizing was then putting your links into your blog posts. See, we're starting to talk about monetizing the blog. So the way to monetize it now is to start putting your links into your blog post. Now, has everyone, well, let me rephrase the question. Does anyone not know how to hyperlink something? If you are typing an email, for example, most of us use email. If you're typing an email and you want to link something out to another site in your email, there is, when you start to type and the little menu comes up where you can bold something and make it italicized or whatever, there's a little link symbol there. And if you highlight that sentence and then click on that little link symbol, you can type in the URL that you want that sentence to go to. That's how simple it is to link something. And that's what you're doing in your blog post. You're simply going to highlight your sentence and then you're going to click on the little link to add the link. And when that little box pops up, you're going to type in the URL where you want that sentence to go to if someone would click on that sentence. And I'm making it very simple because I don't know at what level we all are on the call today, but that's how you do a link. So let's say I'm talking, for example, and I want to blog about Linda and I go, Linda has this great program. So, you know, click here to hear about Linda's program. And I can actually hyperlink that sentence. I can just highlight that sentence, click the little link, type in her URL. And as my readers are reading my blog post and they go, well, what's this Linda girl all about? They can simply click on that sentence and it takes them right over to her website or wherever, whatever URL I put in there. And so that is how you link inside your blog post. So now what things do you want to link? It says, please review the why and benefits of blogging again. The benefits is so folks get to know, like, and trust you. You don't normally want to do business with someone until you get to know, like, and trust them. And the blog posting allows your voice and your personality and everything to finally come out so that all of your readers get to know, like, and trust you. And they go, I want it. I want what she's got. I want to buy what she's selling. I want to go where she's going. You know, let's say that you were a travel blogger, you know, folks might say, you know what? I love all of the places that this travel blogger is mentioning, and I'm going to put those on my bucket list. See, so they're going to actually follow your advice. So they get to know, like, and trust you. That's the number one reason to blog. The number two reason to blog is once they get to know, like, and trust you, you can monetize that blog with links. So for me, I link back to my courses and my masterminds because that's how I can monetize my blog posts. So if you are writing courses, having masterminds, doing a masterclass, anything that you're doing that you're, it can even be an in-person event, anything that you're doing that you can monetize, you can put the hyperlink in your blog post. Let's say Kyle and I decide to do an actual in-person meetup for our Happy House Hunters group. I can blog about real estate and I can say, join us at our next meet and greet. And I can hyperlink that sentence to go right out to the invitation. And so I could use something like Meetup or Eventbrite or a Facebook event. I can use any type of event platform and I can hyperlink my blog post right out to the event. Yes, Kyle.
I'm talking about hyperlinks and blogging. If you guys were to do that in her blog, if she were to provide a hyperlink or reference my blog and vice versa, that really helps your search engine optimization. Google will help to start to promote you and bump you up when they see that you are connecting to other people and they're connecting back to you. Mm-hmm.
And so you can actually change the algorithm of your blog within your own products. So on my blog, I actually link out to my website. And then if you're on my website, I have a blogging page that links back to my blog. So both are coming up in the search engines, but I'm doing it all myself. I'm linking to my own website and my website is linking to my own blog. So thank you for that, Kyle. And yes, that works that way. So the more that you link out and the more that links back, the higher you come up in the search engines. And so right now I've been working on my SEOs. And so if you just Google Kathy Benner on any search engine, I usually come up most of the whole first page because I have the website, I have the school, I have the blog post, I have the podcast. So all of these things, I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram. And you think, oh my gosh, that's a lot. Well, you don't do it all at once. It's a process where you build it a step at a time. And one of the other courses that I have in my actual online academy is Building a Better Business. And we go through all of those steps on how to build all of that out. And how to create your products and how to create your courses, if that's what you want to do, how to create your blog, how to get on podcasts. We talk about all of that on Build a Better Business. And that's where this course on blogging kind of branched out from that one, because there were folks that said, you know what, I love all of that, but I just want to blog because I want to be a travel blogger or I want to be a foodie blogger. And I just want to monetize the blog. And that's how this course actually got started. So another way that you can monetize your blog is with products. Now, you can create your own product. My granddaughter is making candles in her garage. She actually melts down the wax and buys all the different scents, and she's mixing her recipes, and she's coming up with these great names for these, and she's 16, and she's coming up with all these great names for all these candle scents, and she's making these candles, and she has a site on Shopify, which is, again, she just picked a platform that she could put her products out there and sell. But how does anybody know to go to Shopify and buy her candles? Well, she's starting to blog. And when she blogs, every time she mentions one of her candles or one of the scents, she hyperlinks it over to her Shopify site so that folks can go and buy that. So she's creating her own products, and she has her, she's, you know, on Shopify, which is her own little piece of the platform over there, that, and she pays just a percent of every time they buy something, a little piece of it goes to Shopify. That's how they keep the platform going. And it's a great marketing tool for her because some folks are shopping on Shopify and some folks have found her through her blog or her Facebook post or whatever. So another way that you can monetize your blog is by using someone else's products. And this is the sweet spot that if all of you haven't heard this one. This one's going to be your aha moment for the day. How many of us shop on Amazon? Anybody? Yeah. Anybody have Amazon Prime? Yeah. And do you know that Amazon itself is just a big search engine? And all of those companies go on there. It's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of small companies, and they put their products over on Amazon, just like my granddaughter's putting her products over on Shopify. And folks put their products over on Amazon. And the claim to fame with Amazon, the reason that it's so popular, is because Amazon says, we'll even have big warehouses that you can drop ship your products into our warehouse and we'll fill the orders for you. Because when somebody's creating, like my granddaughter creating candles, her biggest concern is she has to have a place to make the candles. She has to have a place to store the candles. When somebody buys one, she has to physically go out and put it in a box and create the label and get it to the post office and get it shipped. And with Amazon, Amazon says, we'll have a warehouse and you just drop ship your products and we'll save it in our warehouse. And then when somebody orders it, we'll send it out for you. And you don't have to do that. And so hundreds of companies have jumped on the Amazon bandwagon. But Amazon, of course, is nothing more than a search engine. So they want to, they're all about marketing. And so when you go on to Amazon and buy something, and for those of you that buy from Amazon, you'll get this. As soon as you buy something, it'll come up across the bottom of your screen and it'll say, folks that bought that have also bought this and this and this and this and this across the bottom of your screen. And so, for example, if I buy a light ring, say to do videos, Amazon might say, folks have also bought a green screen. They've also bought this tripod. They've also bought, it's everything that goes with the light ring. And I'm thinking, you know what? Yeah, I need that and that and that. Next thing you know, I've ordered, you know, $500 worth of stuff off of Amazon. Well, here is the sweet spot. If you're using something and you want to recommend it in your blog post, and you say, you know, I am traveling and I found this most amazing backpack. I can take it on the plane. I can put it under the seat. It's sturdy. It's durable. It does everything I need it to do. I got little pockets for my phone and I can even plug the whole backpack right into a power source and keep my phone inside. So I don't have my phone out somewhere and I love it. And you hyperlink that over because you bought it on Amazon. So you hyperlink that over to Amazon. And then somebody reading your blog post, they're going to say, you know, I'm following Kathy because she's doing this travel blog. And oh my gosh, if she says that backpack is the bomb, I'm getting one. And so now they click on that hyperlink and they go over to Amazon. And as soon as they order that backpack, guess what happens? It comes up and says, people that have ordered this backpack have also ordered these hiking poles. They've ordered these boots. And the person ordering might say, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to get that and that and that. Well, guess what? And everything that they buy from your link, you get paid a commission on, even though the only thing you mentioned was the backpack. If they end up putting in a $1,000 order, you get paid commission on the entire order that they ordered on that click. If they're using your affiliate link. And all you're doing is if you go to Amazon and scroll to the very bottom of that home page, that search page on Amazon, you're going to find a little link down there that says become an affiliate. And you just become an affiliate. Amazon gives you your affiliate link, and that's the link that you hyperlink over in your blog post. And boom, you're monetizing your blog. And now all you have to do is just blog about the amazing stuff that you get from Amazon. Now, what I want to say, though, is make sure that it's in your lane. You know, now if I start blogging, you know, car parts, for example, my tribe would go, what has happened to Kathy? You know, she was all talking about traveling and health and having passive income. And now she's talking about car parts. What in the world? Now, unless I can weave my story into passive income, you know, or into my freestyle living, if I can weave it in, I can add anything into my blog post as long as I can verbally in my writing make the connection that it is a part of what I'm about. Does that make sense? You don't, it's kind of like a radio station. If you tune in one day and get country and you go, oh, I kind of like this. And then you tune in the next day and it's classical. And the next day it's rock and roll. You're going to think that radio station got hacked. And that's what folks think about you when you're all over the place with what you're doing. They think, oh my, they must have gotten hacked, because they can't really settle into to your me-. And that's why when folks go, okay, I don't know what I want to write about. How do I decide what I want to write about? That's where you have to back up and look at this overarching message. You know, what is your overall message that you're trying to get? So that's why I thought, okay, I could write about this great trip I took, and then I could write about this great piece of real estate I bought, and then I could write about this great book that I read. And I thought, my folks are going to think that I got hacked. So I had to back up a little bit and say, what's the common thread between real estate and traveling and reading great books on the beach? What is the common thread through that? And the message was freestyle living. Have good enough health and enough passive income that you can live the lifestyle that you want to live. And so mine became a lifestyle blog called Freestyle Living. So I hope that helps somebody try to decide, you know, what niche they really want for their blog. So just don't name it too narrow. Make sure that you get it on a platform that you can save it so it doesn't disappear on you. And then customize it, make it heart-centered, and start putting your links in there, even if it's nothing more than an Amazon link. It does not have to be your product. It can be somebody else's product that you have an affiliate link for. I have an affiliate link for a publisher. So anybody that, if I want to talk about writing, because I do have that writing lane as part of one of my lanes of freestyle living to create passive income. You can write from anywhere in the world. If anybody clicks through on my link for my publisher, I actually get $1,000 every time they sign up with my publisher. My publisher sends me $1,000. And so that's a nice little monthly little plus. Allegra says, how do we get started with Amazon affiliate links? You simply go to your Amazon account, your whatever account you have with Amazon, whether it's Prime or not, scroll to the bottom and the very bottom and all the little links at the bottom of the Amazon page, you're going to find one down there that says become an affiliate. And click through and just follow the prompts on becoming an affiliate with Amazon. And then they'll assign you your affiliate link. And that's the link that you're going to use when you blog or write, or just post on Facebook. You can post your affiliate link. And the only thing Amazon requires is that you tell folks that it is an affiliate link. Now, the way I do that is in my blog, so that I don't forget. I'm so afraid that I'm going to forget when I write a blog post to say, by the way, I'm using affiliate links. And we've probably all seen that. If you've researched online before, you've probably seen where you've read a blog and it says we're using affiliate links. I put it in the footer of my blog platform. That way I don't forget to tell folks that I'm using an affiliate link. I just put it in the footer that affiliate links are being used. And that's what Amazon requires you do. They require that you mention that it is an affiliate link, and different states have different rules about that. But overall, if you mention that you're using affiliate links, that's usually good enough. But you can do a little research on how you want to word that. And I just put it in the footer of my actual platform on my HostGator. And that way it's always there. I don't forget it. So anyhow, today we want to talk about writing and publishing. So I'm going to share my screen a little bit here. Bear with me. And bear with me till I get to my... Can everyone see that? Yes? Can you see my screen? Somebody give me a thumbs up. Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So we're on step four, because again, it was January, February, March. You know, it was all about the blog name, finding your platform, how to customize it, being heart-centered and with your links. And now we're in April. So now we're at step four. This is the actual course that's in the Kathy Benner International Academy. And you can see here as I scroll, it's got everything that we talked about before there. Now it actually bumped in and I didn't want to go that far. Here's what I wanted to talk about. Now it's over here in the left column. I touched it with my finger too, because I don't have a mouse on this computer. So I touched it with my finger and it actually went to it. So anyhow, when we talk about how to write your blog post and publish it, number one, I want to talk briefly about time to write your post. Put it on your calendar. If you're working from a calendar or you have a way to systematize your day, put it on your calendar, some time to write, because what happens is it falls by the wayside. We get busy and we just don't get back to it. And so for me, I like to write first thing in the morning. And so put it on your calendar, even if it's like 10 minutes, even if you're going to write a paragraph at a time or just a little bit. So put that on your calendar. And then it says, how long does it take to write a blog post? Ah, here's where if you're not a writer, you sit down to that blank page and you're like, I promised that I was going to blog once a week. And now here's the day that I'm supposed to blog and it's on my calendar and I don't know what to write about. What am I going to write about today? I have a great little hack for you. If you go to my website, which is kathybenner.com, and go to the resource page, there is a company there called PLR, and it's public licensed material. You know how you can go into the internet and you can get pictures for free? This is where you can get articles for free. They're pre-written articles. They're free to use. You know, you don't have to pay, you know, any type of fees to the writer to use them. The site that has them actually gives them to you for tokens. And if you go to kathybenner.com and go to my resource page, I give you 10 free tokens. And again, it's an affiliate link. So anyway, I give you 10 free tokens. And every time somebody joins PLR through my resource page, I get 10 free tokens. And you get 10 free tokens. So that's the benefit to you. But the benefit to me to even have the affiliate link is I get 10 free tokens as well. And each article is worth a token. And so what you do is you just put in the topic once you join and get your free 10 free tokens. And I get my 10 free tokens. And then you start scrolling through the titles of the articles. You can just kind of put in the search engine inside the site what you want your article to be about. And all of the articles they have that's based on your topic will come up. And then you pick one and download it into a Word document. And then you make it your own. And you have the total freedom to change that article any way you'd like. But what it does is it gives you an article on your blank page, and it gives you a framework to start. The article might be totally different by the time you're done with it. You may not use anything that came out of the PLR, but you had 10 free tokens and you used one of your tokens to get the article. And maybe sometimes you can just change a sentence or two and publish it exactly the way it's written. So it's up to you how much or how little you want to change those articles, but it is a great way if you're on a fast track, if you're working another job, you've got to go punch the time clock and you're thinking, I want to blog today, but I don't have time to write this blog. I don't know what to write. It's a fast way to get something on paper that then you can make your own. So I hope that's helpful. It's up to you on how long it takes you to write a blog post. Some folks are talented and they can just put it out there. Some folks have to anguish over it for several days, you know, to get something that they feel they can publish. As for me, I do better, and I don't know about you, but I do better when I can relax my mind a little bit and I don't have the pressure of having to write. And so for me, I like to take a walk. And how many of you, when you're taking a walk, you can, your brain, you're just all kinds of these great ideas. It's like everybody says the best ideas come when you're in the shower because you give yourself permission. You know, you can't mow the grass, you can't do the dishes, you're taking a shower. And so all of a sudden you can start to dream a little bit. You can start to kind of get outside of yourself and be a little more creative. Well, I like to do that when I take a walk, and I like to walk by myself because if I'm walking with somebody, they talk too much. So if I take a walk by myself, see, I can start to let that dialogue start happening in my head. Now, here's my favorite little hack on walking. I like to go to my cell phone because all of us, most of us these days have a smartphone, and you can upload your Google Suites right onto your phone, and Google Docs is a great tool. And so what I do is I open up a Google Doc. And then when you tap on the Google Doc, your little keyboard comes up on your phone so you can start typing. Well, there's a little microphone right there on that keyboard. If you click on the microphone, whatever you say automatically types out in Google Docs. Are you with me? So open up a Google Doc on your smartphone while you're out walking. Click on the Google Doc to start typing, but when the keyboard opens up on your phone, just like you're getting ready to text message and you click the little text section, the keyboard opens up. When you tap on the Google Doc, the keyboard will open up and there's a little microphone picture on the keyboard. If you tap that, it will type whatever it is you're saying. Now, it may not be exact, but it does a great job of putting down in writing what you're talking about. It doesn't have to be perfect. You can even go blah, blah, blah. Oh boy, I ruined that sentence. Let me start over. And whatever you're saying, it will type it. Then when you get back to your office, to your house, in front of your laptop or whatever, you can open up the same Google Doc and you don't have to try to transfer it because Google Docs is in the cloud. So it's already on every single device you have. All you have to do is have the Google Doc icon there and you open up Google Docs on your laptop and there's that exact document that you just talked into while you were walking. And now all you have to do is clean it up and edit it and you've got a great blog post or a chapter to your book or a letter, you know, to your cousin. Whatever it is that you want to do that you don't have time to do, you can kind of multitask and you can write and walk at the same time. You can do it while you're on the treadmill. You can do it while you're walking outside. You can just find a quiet room in your house, close your eyes and talk into your phone. If talking out a story is easier than writing it out, you can talk it out. So that's one of my great hacks, is to talk out what I want to write instead of trying to type it. Because I'm so guilty of when I write, I want to edit at the same time. I don't want to let my writing flow. I'm practicing letting it flow more, but I have a tendency to write and then I go, oh, I misspelled that. Oh, let me go look up what is the right spelling for that. Next thing you know, I'm totally out of flow of what I was talking about because now I'm editing. And so by talking into a Google Doc, it keeps you in that flow and it prevents you from doing that whole editing while you're writing. And most writers will tell you to just let your writing flow and then edit later. Okay, so there's one of my hacks. So check your topic then, your title, against Google Trends. You can go then when you start to name your article or your blog post, and I'll give you a perfect example. You can go over to Google Trends and just look up Google Trends and it'll give you 4 or 5 spots to put in a title. And then it will tell you out of those 5, which one is folks are looking up the most. And here's an example. So I wanted to write about passive income because of course that's my lane, passive income. So I had the word passive income all through my blog. You know, you can have passive income by doing blah, 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 and passive income this and passive income that. And then I went over to Google Trends and I put in the phrase passive income. And it was trending okay. So I said, okay, I'm good. But then I put in working from home. And guess what happened? Working from home was huge. And passive income then was just a teeny tiny bit of people were searching for passive income. Almost everyone was searching for working from home. They weren't searching for passive income. So guess what I did? I went back to my blog post and I changed out the phrase passive income to working from home. So now my entire blog post was all about working from home and I got thousands of more hits on that blog post than if I would have posted it on passive income because I checked Google Trends to see what were people actually searching for with my topic for that day. And you can play around with 4 or 5 different topics and see which one trends the most. And then that's the phrase that you want to weave into your writing. And that's called Google Trends. And then there's all kinds of places that you can share your content. And let's see if it let me come up here on all the places I was just looking. There's one called Medium. I don't know if any of you have looked at Medium, but it will allow you to republish your existing blog post. And so I have several of my bloggers are using Medium. There is Reddit. How many of us have now been looking? How many of you on your phones, it comes up and it says, there's this great article about, I don't know, this guy and girl, and this is what happened. And then when you, as you're reading the article, it'll say, click here to read the rest of it on Reddit. Well, it's just a blog post from Reddit. So you could put your blog post on Reddit. LinkedIn articles. LinkedIn has an articles section. So if you're into business writing, like again, if I'm writing something about working from home or passive income, I can put it in the LinkedIn articles. There's an email. You can send it out in your email. Once you do your blog post, once you start building an email list, and on my platform, which is HostGator, it pops up and it says, if you like these blog posts, you can sign up to receive more blog posts. And it's a place where my readers can actually put in their email address. So then I can email them every month instead of hoping that they run across it on a social media site. I can actually just email it to them. There's one called Biz Sugar. Then here's one called Manage WP and D Zone and Twitter brand accounts and Twitter personal accounts and Twitter chats and then your personal page on Facebook, and finally a brand Facebook page, like a business Facebook page. So there, and Facebook groups. So there's all kinds of places that you can put your blog post. SlideShare, Quora. How many of you have gone on to Quora? It's where people ask a question and then folks can answer. You can post there. Growth Hackers, Flipboard, Scoop It, Listly, Business Community. So there's tons and tons of places that you can put your blog post once you create it. But I recommend that you create it in a Word document so that you have it and then put it out wherever you're going to, over on your platforms and wherever you're going to post it. So anyway, I want to open it up for questions at this point. Does anyone have any questions for me on what we've talked about so far, or did I go too fast?
I have a question, Kathy.
Absolutely, Ruby. Go ahead.
If you're somewhat computer illiterate and like you explain how to link email in your email, a link to another website and simple things like that, and you're not sure how to do that, and linking on your blog to other websites as well. Do you have like some kind of a teaching?
I do. We have a mastermind. It's a smaller group. And what we do in the mastermind, we meet once a month here on the free calls. But then in the mastermind, we meet the second and fourth Monday of every month at 12 noon. And we get down in the weeds on the mastermind. We actually, I share my screen and I actually show the folks that are on the mastermind call how to do the links, how to post, how to upload it, how to put it over even once you create your blog in your Word document, how to get it uploaded into your platform, and then how do you successfully post it over on social media so that folks get to see it. And again, one of the things that I do and that I show in my mastermind class is I have you do your blog post in your Word document. Then I have you copy and paste that entire Word document onto your blogging platform, wherever you're housing your blog. Mine happens to be in HostGator. And then I add a picture, and then I create the title for my article. I take my title over to Google Trends, see if it's trending, see if I need to adjust my title. Then I put the title in that trended the best. And then I highlight and copy and paste just the first sentence, and I cut it off. And now follow this. I cut it off in the middle of the sentence. And that is what I take over to social media and post with a dot, dot, dot. And what it does is when people read that cliffhanger, that first sentence that isn't complete, it makes them click on the link in Facebook, which takes them right back over to my blogging platform. So I might write it. And again, I'll share this again. I'll write it in a Word document. I'll post it in my HostGator. I'll double check the title, make sure it's trending. I'll add a picture, then I publish that. Then I open that up and I just copy the first sentence about half. And that is what I market. with the link back to that article. So folks might be scrolling through Facebook and it'll say 5 ways to work from home. I learned the other day that the best way to work from home is to what? So they click on it to see the rest of the sentence. Well, it automatically takes them right into my blog post. Now they're in my blog post with my pop-up that says, register here if you want to see more. And they're like, yeah, okay. So now they're getting on my email list because I take them right into my platform. So I do that cliffhanger sentence. I do that and I teach that in the mastermind group. I teach all of my bloggers how to do that cliffhanger, so that they get more clicks back to their blog post. Does that make sense? And we show you how to do all of that, Ruby. So yes, the mastermind is available. It's $25 a month for the mastermind, but you get all the resources. You get the resources, you get the mastermind group, you get this free meetup, you get me. As a matter of fact, I've had 2 calls come in while I've been on this call. I've noticed on my cell phone right here that I'll call back as soon as I get off of this call. I've had 2 of my bloggers calling me because they're probably in the middle of something and they're stuck. And so you get me, you get me along with it. So it's all good.
Thank you, Kathy. Because it like when you say it, you understand it, but you don't really know how to do it step by step. Exactly.
I know when you sit down behind your computer, you're like, no, what did she say? Yeah. I understand. Yeah,
that little button's not there on my screen to hit on and add this and that. Okay. Thank you.
I've been there. Trust me. I have been there a lot of times and it is a process, but I really would encourage all of you to do your own behind the scenes work on this, because then you're not at the mercy of paying someone to do it. One of my students, she decided, I'm not doing it. I'm just going to pay somebody to do all this for me and I'll just feed them the information. And then every time she wants to change something, she has to wait for them to have time. And then of course, she called me the other day and she said, I can't believe what I'm spending to get this other person to do all my posting for me. And I said, you know, you could do all of that yourself. And she's like, I know, but I didn't want to learn how. She says, but it's kind of breaking the bank now. And she said, and it's never correct. It's never current because I always have to wait for them to have time to meet with me to find out. She said, and then when they post something, it didn't look the way I thought it was going to look. And then I want them to fix it. And then they want to charge me more to fix it. And she said, I either have to learn to do it myself or stop doing it. And I said, let's do it yourself. It's not that hard. And if you're blogging once a week, and here's what I want to say, consistency is king. Consistency is king. Just pick a time that you're going to blog every week and use that PLR. Get the framework up there on your screen. Go to PLR, pick an article, use one of your when they give you the little coins, use one of your coins, get an article, get it up on your screen, and then edit it and make it yours. And once you do one, you can get that into your Word document, fix it. You can check Google Trends, check what words you want to change to make it yours, add your links in there, copy and paste it over into your platform, then open it up, copy and paste the first sentence across your social media. You can have all of that done inside an hour a week. And after a while, you'll start gaining some mileage because folks will start to recognize your blog post. How many times are you scrolling on Facebook and you see the same person because it's something that you've liked? You've either liked something they've said or you've commented on something they've said. And all of a sudden, every week you're seeing them in your feed and you either feel, it's all about how you feel. So remember that. You either feel like, I want to be connected to them. I at least want to see what they're doing because I'm interested in their content, or they get me and I want to stay connected to them. But for some reason, you keep them in your feed. And let's go back to emails. How many times do you get an email and somebody is maybe sending you information about their products and services, and you don't have time this week, you don't have the money this month, you don't think that you can really connect with them, but you like their message, so you don't unsubscribe. You might delete their email, but you don't unsubscribe because you appreciate the value they're bringing. And so every time their email drops into your email account, you might go, I don't have time for that this month, or I don't have the money for that this month, but you don't unsubscribe, you just delete it. And sooner or later, and how many of you have done this, 5 months, 6 months, 12 months down the road, now you're in a position, something's changed in your life, something's changed in your finances, something's changed in your world, that you go, you know what, I'm going to click on that today. This is what I need today. And so consistency is king. And so what I'm telling you is don't be steered by the number of people reading your blog. Be steered by your passion for your message. Be steered by the passion for your message. Because folks out there need whatever your message is, even if it's something as simple as how to shop and cook more healthy. That would be a great food blog. Or what are my favorite places to visit? That's a great travel blog. Folks need to hear your message, whatever that passion is. It doesn't matter the passion. And that's another thing that we do is in the blog, when I'm showing my mastermind members how to blog, it's all about their passion. It's all about their passion and taking their passion, turning that into their purpose, and then making their purpose into profit. So take your passion and make your passion your purpose, and then turning your purpose into profit. Now, I have another mastermind out there, and I'll toss this out. It's called How to Build a Better Business. And in How to Build a Better Business, we really go through all of that. What is your passion? How you decide what your passion is? How do you turn it into some products and services that you can monetize? And then when we get to the blogging segment, your blogging is part of your advertising, because now you're blogging about these products and services, and folks are getting to know, like, and trust you through your blog, and they're clicking through on your products and services. So for this group, I will say, if anybody wants to join the mastermind, you can have two for the $25. And I would recommend the Build a Better Business one and the blogging one, and you can have both of those. So go to kathybinner.com. And just send me a message and just say, I want both. And I'll get you into both of those if you're interested. But again, my passion is that all of you have a freestyle life and have enough passive income to live your dream, whatever that is. If your dream is, hiking in the Alps, or if your dream is reading a book on the beach, or if your dream is having your own business, or if your dream is having a bigger house, or whatever, if your dream is starting some sort of a mission or some sort of a nonprofit, or whatever your passion is, you can live your passion so much easier if you have your bills paid. Agree with that? Yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you've got your bills paid, you can live your passion a whole lot easier. And you can help so many more people with your passion if you had your bills paid. But how many of us are like, I really want to do that someday, as soon as I don't have to punch a time clock? Yeah. And so that is my passion, is to tell you that you can, but you have to put it on the radar. You have to start working. You have to get consistent about creating this passive income so that you have, and again, we talk about your freedom number, and your freedom number, some people go, I need $10,000 a month. Well, I don't know that you do. Only you know your freedom number, but your freedom number is your bare basic necessities. It's what you need to pay the rent, the utilities, the phone bill, the groceries. That's those things added together is your freedom number. And once you come up with your freedom number, if you don't know your freedom number, it's hard to wipe out your freedom number with passive income if you don't know what your freedom number is. So I encourage all of you to find out, do the math, sit down with a pen and paper, find out what your freedom number is, because let me share something with you. You guys, this is going to be mind blowing. Are you ready? I've got my calculator. I'm going to show you something. We've all seen membership sites. I have a membership site. My masterminds for $25 a month is a membership site. Okay. I'm going to pull back the curtain and show you something. You guys aren't going to believe this. Let's say, for example, that your freedom number is $3,000 a month. Okay. Is that fair? I think most of us, I think I could pay the rent and utilities and the car payment and the health insurance. You know, I could squeak out, you know, maybe it's 5,000, maybe, you know, but whatever it is. But let's say for my example, let's say 3,000. So if I put in 3,000 and I divide that by my $25 a month membership site, I need 120 members to make $3,000 a month. 120 members. If I had 120 members and I divide that by 12 months, I only need 10 members a month to make $3,000 a month passive income. How many of you think you might be able to come up with some idea within your passion, within your lane, on how to create a membership site? How many of us have a membership to the local gym, to Planet Fitness or something? How many of us have one of those? Anybody? How many go every day? But do you cancel it? No, because it has value. And someday you're going to use that every day. Someday when I have time, I'm going to get over to that fitness club. And so I'm not going to cancel my $20 a month membership because I'm going to get over there someday. Well, that is how a membership site works. The reason that I like the $25 number or something low, some people go, oh, you need to have, you know, a $5,000 program that you're selling. Well, okay, that's all fine and good. But what happens, what walks in big walks out big. So if somebody buys a big ticket item from you, and then if they don't buy it next month, your income is either up here or you're in the basement. If you have a membership site, it's not likely out of 120 members that all 120 are going to quit the same month. You might have a couple that say, you know, I don't want to do this anymore. Just like, I don't know, I've been a member of a fitness club and I've decided to cancel, you know, for whatever reason. Maybe my job changed or my schedule changed and I can't get there anymore. And I go, you know what, I need to cancel this. And so some of your folks will cancel, but you know, one might cancel and three more might join. So what happens is your income is here instead of up in here, instead of $10,000, zero, you know? And so what it does is it evens out that income for you. But my point is that if you did something as simple as a membership site, you could create passive income for yourself. Now, let me rephrase that. Let's say if all of you were working a job, punching a time clock, and I were your boss, and I said, if you work for me for the next 12 months, I'll give you a $3,000 raise. Now, not a $3,000 a year raise, which is what usually your boss is talking about. I'm going to give you a $3,000 a month raise if you stay with me for 12 months. How many of you would say that's a good deal?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good deal. Okay. If you start a membership site and you add 10 members a month, in 1 year, you will have 120 members and you will have a $3,000 a month income. If you are consistent. So the key is consistency. Consistency is king. All right. Any other questions about that? That's another whole topic, but anyhow, go ahead.
Hi, I missed the first couple of classes. And so I was listening to you say that you're hosting on HostGator. Are you using WordPress or does HostGator now have website building, or what are your thoughts on who to use and what website builder to use?
I will share that with you. WordPress is the grandfather of platforms, WordPress. Now with WordPress, there is a learning curve. And also with WordPress, you have to go out and find the plugin that you want. And if you're not sure what you're doing, I mean, if you're like me and Ruby, you're like, I don't even know what a plugin is. So how in the world do I know what plugin to go get? And so at some point, you know, you're struggling and you may not continue because you might say, this is too hard. I can't figure this out. I don't have anybody to help me figure it out. I don't have the money to pay somebody to come in and teach me how to figure it out. And so this is too hard. So what's happened is a ton of companies have come in and they've taken the WordPress platform and they've prefabbed these themes. They've already put colors and some background pictures and they've already formatted it for you. And that is what HostGator has done. So HostGator says, we took WordPress, we created in our blogging section, we've created about 10 different themes and you just go through and pick the theme you like. And then, and so me, for me, and here's my claim to fame, I don't go in and really try to make it different. I go in and pick the theme I like the best. I plug in my name and my article and publish. You know, and so what I did is because I already had a website that had certain colors, now for those of you that know computers, you'll laugh at me. You know, it's not hard to change the color. If you understand me, I didn't even want to do that. Because I thought I got to go back. Kyle says he's got to run. Thank you for being on, Kyle. So I don't want to go back and figure out, okay, what is the color code from my website so that I can copy and paste that color code over into this site so that the colors are the same. So anyhow, my site had red in it. I picked a theme that had red in it. I said, that'll work. I clicked on it. I put in my name, Freestyle Living blog. I put in my article and I hit publish. And boom, I had a published blog because there are several out there like Wix and Weebly and HostGator, and there's a whole bunch of them that already have the sites are already prefabbed in themes and you just pick the theme that you like the best. Now, if you want to get in there later and make it all something different, you certainly can as you learn. But here's my analogy. My daughter went wedding dress shopping. We went to the bridal store when it was time for her to pick out a wedding dress, and she had a terrible time picking out the dress because there was 200 dresses to pick from. And every dress that she looked at was better than the dress before. Oh, mom, maybe it's this one. Oh, well, maybe it's that one. Oh no, maybe it's this one. And I said, you know what? When you are finally at the wedding, you're going to be the only one in a wedding dress. And whatever dress, I don't care which, if you pick the cheapest dress on the rack, you are going to be the best dressed person at this wedding. So don't get so hung up on all of these different websites that this one is so much better and that one is so much better. And oh, well, maybe this one's prettier. Oh, I like the colors better over here and I don't know which one to pick. Get published. Get published. Getting published. Because all of them look great. And when they're just opening up your blog post, they're not comparing it to 10 other blog posts. They're just looking at your blog post and it's going to look beautiful because these companies have put together these themes to go together that look really great all on their own. So don't get too hung up on trying to get that perfect look. Now you can tweak it as you go, but it's more important to get published. Does that help? Yes. Okay. You're on mute.
Yes. I realize that after I answered you. Yes. And so I was just wondering, I think I had some questions regarding SEO because okay. I had been looking at, I'd had a WordPress site before okay. and exact same thing you're talking about. I always had to wait for my person and it was just always a hassle. And then they came out with Divi and it was supposed to be so easy, drop and drag, but it really wasn't because I still had to figure out how to use that. And then I started just looking at Squarespace and then I uh-huh. started hearing things about, well, you know, they're not as great for SEO, blah, blah, blah. You have any thoughts on that? Or is it just really just a matter of do your diligence and just get published?
It depends on what you want your end result to be. Squarespace okay. is good if you're selling one of your own products.
Okay.
Because they have the option for you to have your store right along with your blog.
Okay.
And so when you're selling something, you're actually sending them to just another page in your Squarespace. And like my granddaughter, she's going to blog and then she's going to send them all the way out to Shopify. And see, and I blog on HostGator, and I'm sending them back to a different website to get, you know, all of my products are on Teachable. And so my links are sending them back out to Teachable to get into, you know, a mastermind or to get into another course or whatever. With Squarespace, it's great if you're making your own product where you can blog about it and sell it right there all in one space. Any other questions?
Yes, I have one.
Sure.
Okay, so for the first months of blogging, what do you suggest we spend our time on? Just providing good content, or should we start by selling on our email list, like start building up our email list? What do you suggest?
Well, to get started, the first thing you have to do is find your lane. What is your passion, and what is that overarching message?
I've done all of that, but I'm just focused on the consistency part. So I'm thinking, like, should I focus on building my email list right now? Or should I focus on just blogging and getting as much good content as I can on my social media sites?
You can actually do it at the same time on your blog. Do you have a blog platform already?
I do. I'm using WordPress. I already have my domain and everything. I've written some articles and blog posts. I just need to edit. And one thing I find that helps me is Grammarly. So if anybody's having a hard time editing posts, you can use Grammarly. It helps a lot, speeds up the process. But
yes.
Yeah, so I'm just focusing on, I guess, which platforms. I'm using Pinterest. I want to start YouTube soon and Instagram. But I'm really worried about the email list, like how to find or build my email list, I should say. Like that's what I'm struggling with right now, is building my email list.
Okay.
Probably because I haven't put out my blog post yet.
Okay. Well, on your actual blog platform, you should be able to, on WordPress, you should be able to add a little plugin that has a little pop-up that says, if you want to sign up for my email list, it's a little pop-up that they can put in their name and their email. So make sure that you add that little pop-up to your blog platform. And then once you create your blog post for the day or the week or however you're going to blog, then make a cliffhanger. You know, just take a part of that first paragraph and post that out across your social media. So it makes folks click on the link back to your platform, which then that pop-up will appear. So you can be consistent with your content and build your email list at the same time.
Okay, got you. And do you use ConvertKit, MailChimp? Do you have a special marketing tactic you use?
It's up to you. I'm using MailChimp, but it's up to you, whatever you want to use to collect those emails. You can use as simple as your Google email. You can create a group right in your Google email and have it dump right into Google for free. So again, it depends on how much money you want to spend.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Kathy, I haven't written a blog yet, but how many words would you use to write your blog?
It's really up to you what you're comfortable with, but gosh, I've seen everything from 250 words up to a couple thousand words. But if you start to get too wordy, it becomes almost a chapter in a book. And if you're trying to market, depends on what your final goal is for your blog. For me, I'm trying to get folks to click back through to my products and services. So if I write too much in my blog post, they stop reading. They don't get to the links because they go, I don't have time to read all this, especially if I'm putting it out across social media. And I use that little cliffhanger sentence. And then when they click on that, and it takes them back to HostGator, if that article goes on and on and on and on, oftentimes they won't hang in there to the end. And in a lot of your platforms, it'll tell you your analytics later on. It'll tell you how many folks actually read the whole post, how many folks started it, how many folks clicked or whatever. It'll tell you kind of how far they're getting. And I'm finding that I'm getting more completions of click-throughs totally back to my programs if my blog is around 250 words, which is not very much. It's just a couple of paragraphs. Is that helpful?
Yes, thank you.
Anyone else? Gosh, this has been great. Has everybody learned something today? Yeah?
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Kathy.
All right. I'd like to go around the room one last time before we go. And what was probably your biggest takeaway from the meetup today? So let's start with Allegra. What was your biggest takeaway?
Just do it. Like, just don't overthink it and overcomplicate it, you know, just get it out there and get going and perfect it as you go, you know. Yeah. It doesn't have to be perfect. It's just a process.
It is a process, and it's okay to not be perfect. It is okay. Yes. Nay, how about you? What was your biggest takeaway?
Consistency is king, because that's one of my issues. So definitely consistency.
Yeah. Get it on the calendar. Linda, how about you? What was your biggest takeaway?
I love the cliffhanger.
That's a great one on social media, because it makes people tap because they want to read the rest of that sentence.
Yeah.
It makes them tap on it, which gets them into your platform. And then I think it was Nay. What then happens is then that pop-up can pop up to capture their email. Ruby, how about you? What is your biggest takeaway?
I think it's that you have a mastermind class. I think I haven't started because I'm a little lost on how to start.
Okay.
A little intimidated. So I appreciate that you actually have a class that will guide you step by step.
KathyBinner.com, you see my name right there in my square. If you click on KathyBinner.com, the very top link is to how to have a conversation with me. So please tap through and have a conversation with me, and we'll get you set up wherever you need to be.
Okay, thank you.
Ada, how about you? What was your takeaway today? And Ada might be multitasking, as many of us do.
I was multitasking.
Okay. Wait, listening. Perfect. What was your takeaway today?
Well, it's really been said, Allegra, Nay, and the other lady, all of them, all the above, really. I need to just start. I need to really just try to carve out time. You know, I'm trying to raise my energy again to try to finish a project, but the thing is, do you always have to finish other stuff, or do you just, even if you can find one clear spot?
Well, and that's why I like to run with my calendar, because I don't know about you, but if I have to be on my regular job and punch a time clock, doing the dishes does not get in the way of me getting to work and punching the time clock, because that's my job. And so I think you have to put some of this stuff on your calendar like a job, and let the laundry and the dishes go for an hour until you get your blog post done.
Yeah, I have to. I'm going to have to be in the market for a new computer, because right now my space is my space on my computer is very low, and I don't want to lose everything. So
yes, mine is too. And so I get that. The answer to that is if you do it in Google Docs, Google Docs saves it in the cloud, not on your computer, and it can be in your cloud. And that way your computer is just the tool to do the writing, and then you save it in the cloud. So you're saving
it. You're absolutely right. And during this process, I went and made sure the last time something similar happened, I made sure it was, and I just rechecked it this time that it was going to Google Docs. I don't have a lot of articles right now. What I have is about 50 windows and tabs open. That's pretty much what it is. I'm one of those people.
I get it. I do that too.
You know, it's stuff I still want to get back to, of course, so I can't just close them all out or erase my whole history.
I know. I get that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, again, thank you everyone for being on today. I really appreciate you coming. I hope everyone has learned something that was helpful or that I've inspired you to take the next step, wherever it is that you are in your journey. But just know that your message is important. Whatever your passion is, it's important, and folks need to hear your message. So just think about who is not going to take the next step because you didn't show up today. Who is not going to take the next step in their journey because you didn't show up today? So think on that. And everyone, let's show up with our message. And I will see everyone next time. We meet the first Friday of every month to talk about blogging. And again, KathyBinner.com, have a conversation with me. Let's get you into the mastermind if you want to have some help on your blogging.
So it starts this Monday. So you said the first and third Monday.
It is, right? It's the second and fourth. It's the second and fourth Monday of every month.
Second and fourth Monday. Okay,
at gotcha. 12 noon. And we do record. So once you sign up and get into that particular mastermind, you get all of the replays as well.
Okay. Thank you so much.
The mastermind calls, and then you get the course for free. So don't buy if you end up going and finding the course, don't buy the course if you're going to do the mastermind, because you get the course included in the mastermind. And for those of you on this call today, I'll give you two for the same $25. So you can do the Build a Better Business and the blogging, and you get both courses and both masterminds. And you can tap in as much or as little as you have time for.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Okay, we'll talk to everybody later, and we will see you again next month on the first Friday at 10 o'clock.
Happy April showers, everyone.
Yes, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.